Thank you and good afternoon. Around 8:30 this morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office recovered the body of a 74-year-old Eureka man who washed up on the sands of Clam Beach in Trinidad. The man's body was found about a half a mile from the south parking lot of the beach, and he was found wearing a wetsuit. It appeared the man had gone clamming at the beach by himself before the drowning occurred. An autopsy on the body is scheduled for Monday, and the identification won't be released until next of kin have been notified. At this time, it appears the drowning was accidental. Humboldt Bay Fire personnel responded to a reported structure fire at a residence on Ingley Street in Eureka Wednesday afternoon. Four engine companies along with three battalions responded to the residence and quickly extinguished a small fire that was confined to the kitchen and it didn't spread to any other parts of the house. All occupants in the home were outside and safe prior to fire crews arriving. The fire originated when one of the residents were cooking and oil flashed over, spreading to a nearby wall. The cook recognized the danger and then quickly evacuated the house with his family. Fire crews were back out in the Shasta Trinity National Forest today, battling the Saddle Fire, which is now at 90% containment. Crews were hard at work until close to midnight on Wednesday, mopping up areas and extinguishing smaller fires within the Saddle Fire's perimeter. The wildfire has burned over 1,500 acres in the last 6 days, and although fuel conditions are still dry, cooler temperatures and higher humidity levels throughout the week have aided crews in their efforts. As fire crews from both sides of the California-Oregon border continue to battle the Buckskin Fire south of Cave Junction, heavy smoke will remain a concern for residents. The wildfire has burned more than 2,400 acres in the Rogue Siskiyou National Forest within the last week, and the fire is only at 5% containment. Officials project that the fire could double in size. More than 550 personnel were deployed, and the Buckskin Fire is now considered a full suppression fire, meaning that they will battle the fire until it's fully contained and extinguished due to its proximity to local residents and communities. The National Forest has been closed to visitors, and travelers along Highway 199 should anticipate minor delays. The Department of Health and Human Services issued another reminder to county residents to protect themselves against tick bites. While many tick species are not harmful, there are some that can transmit diseases, including the only tick found locally that carries Lyme disease, the western black-legged tick. Some tips to prevent contact: avoid veering off from any hiking trails and avoid wooded and bushy areas with high grass. For further information, you can contact Health and Human Services. The Arcata Chamber of Commerce announced that Sandy Scott plans to step down from the executive director position effective December 31st of this year. Scott will be making the move to North Carolina, and she will focus on ensuring that the chamber is in a good position upon her leaving. Board President Frank Whitlatch said in a statement that we will definitely miss Sandy's leadership, friendship, and outgoing personality. He also went on to say that during her 3 years with the chamber, she has succeeded in re-energizing the organization. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fire crews have full containment in all four ranger districts. Dan Squire has more.
Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest announced on Wednesday that all 20 lightning-caused fires burning in the forest have been contained. It was a quick response from smoke jumpers, air assets, and hand crews that kept the fires from spreading. And for the first time since 2002, there were active fires burning in all four ranger districts, stretching from the Oregon border to Mad River. In an effort to mitigate the impacts of future fires, a major project to protect residents and communities in and around Gaski will move forward. The Gordon Hill Project will involve about 2,700 acres of forest land and will include forest thinning, grassland restoration, fuel reduction efforts such as the removal of dead trees and slash, and continuing work on fire breaks in and around Gaski and Big Flat.
Thank you, Dan. Details remain scarce regarding a fatal vehicle collision that involved a pedestrian in a wheelchair in Riodel Tuesday night. Police responded to the intersection of Wildwood and Bellevue Avenue near the US 101 off-ramp and contacted the victim, 41-year-old Edmund Edwards. After medical attention on scene, Edwards was transported to Redwood Memorial Hospital, where he later succumbed to his injuries. Alcohol is not considered as a factor in the collision, and the investigation into the crash continues. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.